Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. National Fluffernutter Day and National Pierogi Day. Coming up later on today, pierogi. We'll combine the two and put marshmallow fluff on a pierogi. And peanut butter.
No.
Pierogi. Is there anybody out there that doesn't know what a pierogi is? Or do you just say pierogi?
Pierogi.
Or do you say pierogi, like a lot of people say? We know it in Central PA, that delicious doughy stuffed goodness that we eat.
It's a meal that fits in your hand.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Years ago, somebody invented the hot dog, right? And they were like, look at this. It's a meal in the hand. And somebody in a Coleridge region said, we could outdo that.
Exactly.
We could stuff everything
in
a dough.
I feel like in Poland or in Russia or in the Ukraine.
Isn't that the Coleridge region, though?
Yes. Pretty much. Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes, pretty much.
Let's keep it a USA thing.
There is a debate in my friend group, which is very interesting.
This could be interesting.
On the appropriate way to prepare pierogies.
It doesn't matter to me. Just stuff something in dough and cook it.
Right? So, according to one of my friends, the appropriate way is to deep fry. That's the original way to prepare pierogies.
Because you can pick them up. You sell them at a church picnic
Or
something.
Or at a football game.
Yep, you pick them up and you just eat them. I actually love them that way.
So do I.
I don't feel that's the original way to make them.
That's a negative.
Because the same dude who put a pickle on a stick at the Bloomsburg Fair and deep fried it, that's not the original way to eat a pickle either.
So, I feel like the boil and then the pan fry with the onions and the butter is the OG way.
You may be right. You may be right. But still, the crackly crunchiness of one held in the hand.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's not delicious because it's fantastic. I mean, my gosh. They crisp up real nice.
I actually used to frequent a restaurant in Bloomsburg that does not advertise, so they do not get my love here.
Oh, okay.
And they used to make them crackly crunchy, and I loved them. And then they changed the way they make them, and I stopped eating them. And they're like, what?
What? They're like, no pierogies?
Why aren't you eating the pierogies? I was like, because I can't hold them in my hand.
Yeah, because I want to be able to pop them in my mouth.
Not that I don't like them that way. It's just that, sorry.
We're eating Fisher's Boston pierogies today, but I've had the pleasure of visiting the Mrs. T's factory. Like, I've been in there.
Well, yeah. Everybody has. It's called a school trip. Come on now.
Right.
Not just Chendo people know Mrs. T's. I had the pleasure to have met Mrs. T's people because my daughter played on a team that won a national contest.
Oh, really?
Sponsored by Mrs. T's.
Nice.
So they got yellow and white Mrs. T's Adidas uniforms to wear.
Fantastic.
They look like 10-year-old pierogies running on the field.
Awesome.
And they got to practice with the U.S. Olympic women's soccer team.
Oh, how cool.
Which was amazing. And they got, back then, Christine Lilly was the big star. So they got jerseys signed, and they got to hold the Olympic gold medal and all that. Mrs. T's is a big deal, not just out there in Chendo. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Chendo. Yeah, say Chendo.
Or Shenandoah.
Shenandoah.
Yes. So it is National Pierogi Day and National Fluffernutter Day. Feel free, Mom. You're up early this morning. Feel free to pack the kids' lunches with both.
Por que no las dos.
Yum. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With late night TV from last night.
Instagram this week will be removing the ability to see the recent like and comment history of other users. Meanwhile, Facebook is going to start posting your credit card numbers and home address.
Tom and Laura in the morning in the song that Laura just can't stop singing, and gosh, we wish she would. There you
have it. I hate that song with the
upbeat. The only part I like is No Man on the Minnesota Vikings. That's the only part that makes me laugh.
I just hope the Eagles crush the Vikings this weekend because I hate this song with the utmost passion.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think Lizzo has anything to do with the Minnesota Vikings and or the Eagles.
Well, then why did she write it in her song there?
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Man on the Minnesota Vikings.
A new man. New man on the Minnesota.
Or whatever. And then the only thing I like is she puts the sing in single or whatever that part
she
is.
She puts the sting or the sing in single.
I like that phrase.
Ain't worrying about her ring.
I was married once, so I understand that. Coming up, news, sports, and AccuWeather. Yeah, sports. Let's give news guy Matt.
Woohoo! Moving on, baby.
His moment here.
Another one's a bitch. The Yankees have swept the Twins, and they're the first team moving on to the championship series in 2019.
In 2019.
That's right.
Who's the world champs from 18? Who's still the world champs?
Oh, who still has 27 rings?
Until the World Series is over.
Oh, Lord.
Until the World Series is over.
Who has 27 rings? The Yankees do. You don't. The Yankees do.
Laura,
who played for those teams? The Yankees.
Well, thank you, Laura. I didn't mean to make it a two-on-one here. I just wanted to pick on you. I just kind of wanted you to be the referee, but boy, you jumped on that 27-ring thing, didn't you?
Drives me nuts. I'm not even a baseball fan, and that about Yankees fans drives me nuts. Did you swing a bat? Oh, you did, did you? You have those 27 rings. Good for you. Oh, wait, you didn't.
You know what
You're
I always say?
You're a fan.
You know what I say? The guy at the barbershop, when he says, who's got 27 rings? I go, you don't, neither do I. He's exactly. like, you know what I'm talking about. And then I go, who's got the new shiny rings?
Oh.
Who's got the old tarnished rings?
Oh.
Then he usually goes back to cutting hair and being quiet. It's one of those things. Anyway, we tried to give Matt his moment, and then we picked on him.
Sorry. Okay, actually, no.
He's got his Yankees zip up on today.
That's
He's
right.
a happy
They're
man.
Playing well. They're playing
yeah.
well. That's fine. Just don't be obnoxious about it.
Ooh. Wow, once again, Laura imitating Matt's wife.
Yeah, basically.
News is next.
Kiss.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning trying to get back on the rails after news guy Matt derailed all of us.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're okay.
It's okay.
Seems like one of Matt's classmates is the lead story on Newswatch 16. Whoopsie! Anywho, and nobody covers a story better than Newswatch 16. Just going to leave it at that. Now, let's move on to the topic I wanted to talk about.
Oh, boy, okay.
Until Matt's such a good guy. It's actually your fault, Matt. You're such a good guy. When you come in and say, hey, did you hear about my classmate? What? He's citizen of the year or something.
Yeah, it shocked me so much that I had to tell you guys that.
It is shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking and unusual.
I played baseball
and
with this guy.
I just found the story on Newswatch 16's Facebook page, and there are 316 comments that we're going to read.
This is jeez.
Okay, we don't want to go.
Do we really want to do this?
No.
And we don't want to go into detail, but this guy's like this guy's the next Bill Cosby. Let's put it that way. Matt's classmate did something very wrong, and then got married a couple days later.
I just can't believe they got married.
It's
that
like
part that's blowing my mind.
Believe me, I talked to one of my actual classmates. This guy was a year ahead of me in my high school, and we're all just like, why?
I feel like we need to clue people in a little bit. So this guy did something bad a few days before the wedding
with his wife's bridesmaid.
Yes,
yes,
and got caught.
And got caught.
And they got married
but
anyway.
They still
2 days
got
later,
got caught by the wife.
Got caught by the fiance slash
and then
soon
a
to
fight
be wife.
Ensued.
And then a physical fight ensued. And then 2 days later, they got married.
This is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
It
and
certainly
the fact
is.
He was a year ahead of you?
Yes,
and on the
he
baseball
was a year
team
ahead of me.
With
and
you.
He was our baseball team captain, yes, at my
wow.
high school.
Well, he's a player, that's for sure. And it's not baseball.
Player's going to play.
Player's going to play. And then he gets married anyway.
That rhymed. And I cannot believe that they got married.
Now you have everyone.
Stand by your man.
Stand by your man while he gets carted off to prison.
Oh,
that's what
Lord.
That's all about.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, so now you have everyone in Central PA Googling Newswatch 16.
Or watch this morning if you're listening to us at home.
Google away.
Google away.
Yeah.
Watch the story.
You only have to scroll a little bit. And
Scott Schaefer, very serious.
Very serious.
And a reporter named Peggy Lee,
yes,
who's
Peggy
rocking
Lee
around
the
Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. And she's...
different Peggy Lee.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Much different Peggy Lee.
She's all over it. And wow. What is news becoming?
I'm not sure.
Everything's like trashy Entertainment Tonight kind of garbage.
See, at first pass, though, I thought that all of this happened the day of the wedding.
No, this was 2 days before.
2 days before, so you still, she had time to back out.
Oh, so what's the statute of limitations on it then? I mean, it's wrong.
It's all wrong.
It's all wrong.
It's all
wrong.
Oh. Local news is sometimes fantastic and really does reflect midday television.
Yes.
Like the young and the restless in Monroe County.
Basically. Yeah.
There it is. The young, and at least one of them is restless in Monroe County. 94KX. That song is so simple, yet I love it. The first time I heard it, Maroon 5 with Memories. It's like something you should sing at a class reunion. Matt, don't bring that back up again. Anyway,
we'll let that go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we're ready to move on now. It is news, not necessarily Newswatch 16. It's news coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Here's a good one from Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Oh.
Here's a list of pop culture costumes you should be wearing for Halloween, depending on what year you were born.
Mm-hmm.
I am the oldest person in the room. I should be dressed like James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause.
Ooh.
That would be easy. I just put a little grease in my coif here.
Yeah.
Make a little pompadour out of it.
I can see you rocking that.
Wear a white t-shirt and blue jeans, and that'd be pretty much it. James Dean. Because I was born in the 50s. Lori, you were born in the early 80s?
I was, 1982.
If you were a boy, you'd dress like Indiana Jones. You kind of look like Indiana Jones right now. Nice leather jacket.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. Or Madonna. You've probably dressed like Madonna for an old school jam before.
I was about to say, I can see you pulling that off,
too. I did, actually.
All right.
With, like, the lace gloves and the crimpy hair and, yeah.
All right.
That happened.
News guy Matt, do you really want to dress like the ghost face from Scream?
No.
That's that was 1990s. What? That was a thing in the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
It was a big thing.
The closest thing, Matt, then would be Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, I can roll with that.
You can roll with that?
Yes.
Or if you move even forward, probably too much forward for you. However, you could dress like any of the cast members in High School Musical.
I was actually in both High School Musical 1 and 2 on stage.
So there. He's awesome. Probably got the costume
what
at home.
What part did you play?
I was just in the chorus both times. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
But I was a...
Did you head in the game?
Yes. I was a jock in the second one, and I was a thespian in the first one.
A thespian.
Ooh.
Yes.
Good word.
There it is. For you guys at the fire company, that has to do with theater. So there you go.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. If you want to know what costume you should be wearing on Halloween, depending on what year you were born, you can go to the Cosmopolitan website. However, it's a full list, and here's a warning. It's a 70-page slideshow.
Oh, God, how annoying.
Which is, like, worse than looking at your relative's vacation.
It is.
Okay? So go ahead and do it and find out how you should dress for this Halloween. Thank you, Bill. We're down to 51 degrees. In our backyard, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, and I guess if you haven't heard by now, the PHAC has decided to back down, and Shikellamy will be playing football this weekend against Holy Redeemer.
From Berwick.
No, they're not from Berwick.
They're playing in Berwick.
No, they're going to be playing in Berwick.
Yes, but they're not from Berwick. They're District 2.
I know that. Yeah, they're Wilkes-Barre.
They are from the Holy Land.
That is
South Wilkes-Barre.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they are the alma mater, sort of Tom Morgan.
Yes.
I just want to listen to this music because we don't air it every day.
WQKS.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth that drive with what was that? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir in the background?
No, it was all the cardinals at the Vatican.
Or was it Taurus Dallas?
It was all the cardinals
probably
at the Vatican.
No, it was the monks.
It was the cardinals and they're up 2-1.
This is also true.
Tom Morgan, Gregorian class of 77.
Chant. Gregorian chant.
Tom Morgan, yeah. Class of 77. Holy Redeemer.
Oh, boy.
94KX. Got to give me some Frank Ocean early in the morning. What a great name. I should change my name to Tommy Ocean. Then he can make movies about me, like Ocean's 11 and then 12 and then onward. It's 7:13. You're getting up. You're moving with Tom and Laura in the morning. You're getting ready for work. Imagine this, Laura. You don't actually go to work. You just show up every couple weeks and they hand you a paycheck and you say thank you.
Wait, what? That would be really hard for us to do because we're sort of on the radio.
I know, but a lot of us keep coming back here. So maybe we can continue to collect paychecks even when we don't work here anymore.
Anything is possible.
A little snafu in the business department, and there it is. An MTA worker in New York got fired several years ago, but apparently no one ever told payroll. So he kept showing up on payday and he collected a check. For 4 years, he collected a check from New York City's MTA.
What?
And now it looks like he could face fraud charges. Now,
I applaud him, actually.
So do I. Somebody in the business office caught the mistake 4 years later. Now, of course, that couldn't happen here with the staff a cozy staff like we have. But I mean, no one ever said like, hey, there's Bob. He doesn't work here anymore.
Doesn't work
What's
here
he
anymore.
Doing here? Is he reapplying for his job? Does he want to come back to mornings?
Wow.
Does he want to do the news? Is he back in sales? You know what? What the heck? Nobody realized it until 4 years later. He has collected over $250,000.
Well, yeah, over 4 years.
In pay. And he finally got caught.
I mean, that's like on average, what, $55,000 a year? Like a normal salary.
Yeah, and he was arrested when he showed up for his paycheck, like he did every couple weeks for 4 years. He was arrested for trespassing. That's
Wait,
all they could
what?
Get him on until they file more charges like fraud.
Uh-oh, there might be some like repercussions, though, financially speaking.
Yeah, he's in big trouble. But it made me flashback to that episode of Seinfeld where George got all mad in a meeting and stormed out and he quit, but he didn't really mean to quit, so they said, well, just go back, nobody will notice.
What should I do?
Maybe you can just go back.
Go back?
Yeah, pretend like it never happened.
You mean just walk into the staff meeting on Monday morning like it never happened?
Sure, you're an emotional person. People don't take you seriously.
Just go back. Pretend the whole thing never happened.
Never happened?
I was blowing off a little steam. So what?
So what?
Never happened.
Never happened.
This guy getting fired from the MTA. Never happened.
It never happened.
It never happened. Hey, you're going to work today. I hope you like your job. But if you don't, pretend it never happened. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV. Thank you.
Kylie and Chloe ran into their exes, Lamar and Tyga, at a LA nightclub over the weekend. Ooh. What an awkward situation that took 8 publicists to coordinate.
Hey, get this. Over the weekend, a woman managed to board a Delta flight without a boarding pass or ID. It wasn't that hard, actually. Another passenger just had to say, this is my emotional support woman.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddies on the way. First, we like to take a look at our musical talent that is celebrating a birthday today. And guess whose birthday it is today?
All the things I should have done when I was your man.
He's the man.
Just kissed till we're naked, baby. Versace on the floor. I catch a grenade for ya.
Bruno Mars.
Believe me, just watch.
34 years old, Bruno Mars.
He's already got 2 Super Bowls under his belt.
The youngest performer ever to perform at the Super Bowl.
There you go.
His first time in 2014.
That was Super Bowl 48, Broncos Seahawks at MetLife Stadium. And then he performed the next year with Beyonce when it was them and Coldplay and at the Super Bowl 50.
And all that was just in your head?
Yes, it was.
It's kind of scary, isn't it,
Laura?
It is
a little bit scary, but I appreciate the trivia.
So do I. It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Bruno. Happy birthday to Amanda Scott from Seals Grove. Lordy, lordy, she's 40.
A very happy birthday to Douglas Lehman from Sunbury, the big 5-0 today.
Mike Schneider from Sunbury is 49. Happy birthday.
Buffy Maurer from Mifflinburg, the vampire slayer, is 48 today.
Josh Krieger is 20 today.
Rachel Davis from Seals Grove is 28. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Christy Hoover from Seals Grove. She's 30.
Kelly Magginson is 41.
Robert Ball from Port Treverton is 60 today. Happy birthday.
Christina Mosser from Dornsife is 55.
Kelly Piakowski from Sunbury is 39.
Serena Greco from Cole Township is 57. Happy birthday.
Courtney Whitmer is 33 today.
Michelle Russell from Montandon is 46.
Stacey Midium is 42. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Daria Dressler. She's 64 today.
A very happy birthday to Michelle Snyder, 39.
Stephanie Brown from Northumberland is 39. Happy birthday.
David Herman Jr. is 46 today.
Message in on the 94KX Facebook page. Jeremiah Albertson turned 7 years old today. That's from Mom Renee. He was super excited to hear his name on the radio.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Jeremiah,
happy birthday.
And Susie Gerhardt, 55 today. Happy birthday.
Nobody on the text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So just like Jeremiah, if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:44. Coming up next hour, it's a Try It Tuesday. And gosh, this room smells good with Fisher's Boston Pierogies on National Pierogi Day.
Woohoo! Wow. Who doesn't love a meat and cheese and potato-filled little dumpling fried up in butter?
I'm telling you, you are absolutely correct. I wonder if there's someone who doesn't like a good old-fashioned pierogi because they're delicious. And we had Boston's pierogies on our show last year.
We did.
Today they are not present, but they have sent us some pierogies. And we'll talk about that coming up. If you're with us earlier this morning, news guy Matt revealed that one of his classmates was the lead story on Newswatch 16. It appears as though he assaulted one of his bridesmaids just a couple days before they got married, and they got married anyway.
Unbelievable.
Which blew up the Newswatch 16 social media. I, myself, don't want any more details of this stupid story.
No, that's good. We're good. We're moving on.
But then I'm looking in the news today, and oh, here it is, stupid news. Now, I'm sure Matt's classmate probably will make the national wire in a day or two.
Most likely.
However, this one broke early this morning. A guy from Texas robbed a bank the day before his wedding.
What?
He robbed a bank.
What?
On a Friday so he could pay the bills on Saturday.
No way.
Including pay for her wedding ring and the venue, the wedding venue. I ask you, Laura Good, what are people thinking? What makes you do something like this?
I don't. No, desperation?
Is it pressure? Yeah, to have the perfect wedding? No, even though you don't have the money?
Didn't God have credit cards for a reason? Isn't that the American way?
This is what I was thinking, but anyway, could be wrong. This guy actually knocks off a bank, and then his fiance would be that person that's, watching Newswatch 16, say, for instance, and sees him on the news.
Fiance was able to get in touch with him on the phone when she saw our post on Facebook. She knew it was him. She contacted him and asked him if he had robbed the bank, and I guess he commenced to lie to her a few times. Anyway, she convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was all on Facebook. He needed to turn himself in. So he went to the Houston County Courthouse and turned himself into a Houston County deputy. He was getting married, so he didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
So he robbed a bank the day before his...
Wow.
Okay, now here's where I find humor in it. The guy's name, you ready for it? Heath Bumpus. Do you remember?
Bumpus.
Yeah, remember the Bumpus Hounds of the Christmas stories?
Yes.
Bumpuses!
Oh, this is just dumb.
Way to go, Mr. Bumpus. And that's why it's stupid news. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work on a very special day.
So today is National Fluffernutters Day.
I'll bring the Fluffernutters.
Okay, give me all your Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutters.
Fluffernutter.
That sounds nasty.
What is it?
Marshmallow cream and peanut butter sandwich.
Is it contagious?
No, they're delicious.
It's delicious.
Where's delivery?
As long as I got a cup of coffee.
I'll try anything once.
Let's start the show.
Okay, Mom, hopefully you made your kids Fluffernutters and they're brown bagging them to school. It is also National Pierogi Day, and we'll do a Try It Tuesday coming up after the news. Mentioned this earlier this morning, if you're with us. Has anyone ever made a Fluffernutter pierogi?
Here's the thing. I feel like, I hope Fisher's is listening. This could revolutionize. They do have some dessert pierogies at Fisher's.
They do?
They do. But okay. I feel like you could make the dough a little sweeter. And then you could add in both peanut butter and the marshmallow fluff.
Mm.
Okay. Make the pierogi.
Mm-hmm.
But then instead of, you could either bake it or deep fry it.
deep fried like something at the Bloomsburg Fair.
Yes.
Put it on a stick.
Oh, my.
No. No stick necessary.
No?
Serve it up with a little powdered sugar.
Maybe a little chocolate sauce to dip it in, too.
Right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Man, I'm getting hungry.
These do smell good.
All right. We do have a kettle, a crock pot, if you will.
We have
full
a crock pot.
Of Fisher's Boston pierogies in the studio. And they've been cooking for a couple of hours. Coming up after the news, we'll do our Try It Tuesday on the radio and get you a chance to see it on Facebook. Can I get a yum?
Yum.
Yum. Ask 94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura on a Try It Tuesday. Someone in this room may or may not have been sampling already, and it wasn't me.
It wasn't me? Okay, yeah, it was.
The Coal Region girl just needed a sample or two. Today on Try It Tuesday.
I was making sure
they were warm enough.
They were warm enough and
sure
cooked all the way through.
Yeah, it's a chef's thing, I know.
I had to give a little taste.
All right, as long as you checked them.
Matt too.
And I have been waiting patiently. And intern Nick loves the smell of the room today.
Yeah, he gets to try it too.
Yeah. He loves Tuesdays.
We are all trying something on a Tuesday, and today it's a special Try Tuesday because it's National Pierogi Day.
National Pierogi Day. Fishers, on the show last year at this time, what a fun time that was, have delivered pierogies instead that needed a little love and care by Laura early this morning.
No problem whatsoever.
So you were slicing some onions.
Some onions, some butter.
Some butter.
We fried
some
them up.
Some butter.
Say it, Matt.
The butter.
Some
there
butter.
You go.
We there fried them up. We shoved them in a crock pot and we brought them here.
Onions and butter.
Fisher's Boston Pierogies is on North Shamokin Street in Shamokin, in case you're wondering. And they've got quite the variety of flavors. And you have brought a few of them here today.
I have. So we have four flavors to try today. And just a quick shout out. They are open for National Pierogi Day today. Normally, they're only open Wednesday through Saturday, but they're open today as well.
All right.
Here we go.
Celebrating.
So what did we bring? Because we're going to try them Facebook
Okay,
live.
So we have the classic, which is potato and cheese, right? Everybody loves a potato and
of
cheese.
Of course.
Right. We have a Philly cheesesteak.
I'm trying that one.
Oh, how about that, Matt?
Yeah.
We have cheeseburger.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
And then one of their newest flavors, which is jalapeno popper.
Sounds hot.
I think I'm going to have to stay away from that
one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right.
That's okay.
But Matt, if you want to grab a Philly cheesesteak, I'll grab a cheeseburger. And
I want some potato and cheese. Or do you want me to have the jalapeno? I'll do the jalapeno.
Okay, and maybe we should all try an original because it is an original.
Exactly.
All right, because it is an original. All right, you people who want to watch this on Facebook Live or perhaps view the video later, that would be cool. We love when you watch Try It Tuesday any time of the day.
We do.
On our social media. And speaking of social media,
you better pay attention because later this morning, one lucky person who likes and follows both 94KX and Fisher's Boston Pierogies. If you pay attention to our Facebook page, there will be a trivia question, and you could win yourself pierogies for a year.
Pierogies for a year.
That's
pierogies for a year.
Especially these pierogies.
That could be a dozen of them, or if they're Fisher's, that could be a truckload of them.
Right? Basically, you could win yourself a dozen a month for the entire year, all in celebration of National Pierogi Day with Fisher's, but you have to pay attention, watch the Facebook page, and answer our trivia question correctly.
Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura on Facebook Live, coming right up. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV on the way to work.
Officials in North Carolina have announced that a recent outbreak of Legionnaires' disease was most likely caused by hot tubs at the state fair. So if you got into a hot tub at a state fair, Legionnaires is probably the least of your worries.
Taking on that early morning commute with Tom and Laura in the morning. How long is your commute, Laura? You drive from Elysburg, I'm kidding. So that takes you, what, about 20 minutes to get
20
here?
20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Matt, how about you?
About
from the borough of Northumberland.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. All right. Oh, intern Nick's got the strip.
Not counting the...
Oh, my.
Yeah, not counting the stinking light at 2nd and 3rd.
Actually,
the jury's still out on that light. Yeah.
My commute would be shorter, except I still have to, like, basically drive in a box, like, make a box around Northumberland.
Yeah.
Mixed feelings about our commutes? Okay. Nick, about 20 minutes, bud? No way. He just said 8 minutes. It's not 8 minutes from Seal's Grove to this radio station.
Could go up and over. He's in Shemokin Dam.
That's right. He does not go to school. He comes here from his house. Uh-huh. So there you go. Well, our average commute is probably, when you add in Laura's longer drive, probably about 15 minutes. The average commute now is up 27 minutes.
Oof.
I mean, it's up to 27 minutes, and that's about 2 minutes longer than it was a decade ago. Why? PennDOT. No, I'm just kidding. This is a national survey. This is a national survey. So that adds up to about 20 extra minutes a week. Oof. Or 17 hours a year.
That's bad. That's awful.
I feel like people, though, in cities are hating on us right now, because a lot of folks who drive in the Philadelphia area, New York City, that tri-state area, they only have 8 miles to get to work, but it takes them like an hour and a half.
That would be my daughter. South Philly takes her almost an hour to get to work, and she says, I could almost see it from my front porch. Ouch. And it takes her an hour to get there. That's awful.
Why would you take your car? I would just ride a bike.
Well, I said to her,
or take the SEPTA down there. That's what my sister does.
Yep. She does that when she can, when she's working off location. But on location, I said, take a bike. She said, where would you keep a bike in South Philly? I said, just leave it in the kitchen. Don't put it outside. Okay.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do, actually. They they drag it up the steps and they throw it in the entryway of their apartment.
Wow. So I guess we've learned our lesson here. If you're stuck in traffic right now in Northumberland, you might disagree with us. If you're stuck on the strip right now, you might disagree. But overall, living in a rural area, we don't have it that bad.
No,
we really don't, honestly.
So have a nice ride to work. 94KX, painting the valley pink all month long. Here's an event for you. Pink Petals. We are arranging for awareness. It happens tomorrow night at Ard's Farm. Sponsored by Murray Motor Chevrolet, Oberdorf's Carpet One, and of course, Ard's Farm. And then you throw in our good friends at Shade Mountain Winery. I always say our good friends at Shade Mountain Winery.
They are our good friends, as is Alan Ard at Ard's Farms.
Alan and Kyle are just like the greatest people. I just want to hang out with them all the time. Well, here's your chance to hang out with them tomorrow and design a floral arrangement in a pumpkin.
Seasonally appropriate.
Yes, and you'll be coached, if you will, by Jilly's Lilies. I want to meet this lady because she does everything with flowers, and now she's pressed with doing it inside a pumpkin. This will be a good time.
It'll be a wonderful time, and of course, it's for a good cause, which is Paint the Valley Pink, and it's all in support of the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital.
So tell Jilly we said hi. You know, is it possible for us to stop by both tomorrow?
Oh, okay.
This is a road trip. All right, because we love our friends at Ard's.
Yeah, but you know what? You could kind of go out 522, cut over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, there it is.
We could start. We could flip flop. It depends. You could start at Ard's, cut up and over, go down to Botts, start at Botts, cut up and over, go to Ard's. There's those back roads.
And we love the back roads, and we have more than one event going on, because Drinks for Pinks is at Botts, like she said, in downtown Sealands Grove from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. If we don't get there on time, don't worry about it. Sam Tyler and Allie Stevens are your guest bartenders collecting tips for the same cause. We are painting the entire valley pink.
All the details on all things pink are available either on the 94KX Facebook page or at WQKX.com.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Sean Carey on the way. He may or may not have some Knoebels hello fun for you. You should keep listening.
Yes, you should. Keywords all week long that get you in the running for a Halloween prize pack. Ride all day passes for spooky family fun at Knoebels.
Yeah, because they're not open during the week anymore, so it's off season, so I guess they have like 5 days to get spooky, and then that adds to the spookiness level.
It does.
I've heard.
The haunted antique cars are actually quite scary.
Wait, they actually haunt the antique cars?
Yes, they do.
Everybody knows the haunted house.
But that one is not suitable for little kiddos, honestly, because there are like live people on the haunted antique cars that will like jump out and scare you.
Is it scary like the Elysburg haunted house?
No, that's a whole other level of scary.
But there was a lot of live humans at Elysburg haunted house.
There are.
And they seem to like to chase me.
They did.
Dressed like clowns.
Are we gonna go again this year?
Oh yeah, I had so much fun. I'll go back for the rest of my life.
For real? Because we're getting passes to give away.
I know.
That's why we go. Let's have a date. We could go.
Oh, we gotta go again.
I think we should. Matt didn't get to experience it last time.
It was
me, you, and Kyle.
Where the heck were you? You probably
actually
made
no
up
idea.
An excuse that he had to cover something.
I may have had a game on it.
Have you ever been to the Illy's Haunted House?
I have never have. I'm not a haunted house kind of guy.
See, neither was I, but
yes,
they made
you
me
You are
do
now.
It.
You are now.
Somehow I see High School Tiddlywinks coming up on Channel 8, and he has to cover it or something. I don't
know. Yeah,
no,
something
we'll make it
horseshoe tournament.
No. We will make it fit into your schedule this year, friend. If Matt's never gone.
I don't know. I was a very busy schedule.
No, you
say.
Don't have a very busy schedule.
I like the way Kyle and Sean just came in, grabbed the pierogies, and ran. As soon as we were volunteering
Sean,
people.
We're going to have a radio family outing to the Ellisburg
really?
Haunted House if Matt's never been.
Okay.
That's Amy Knight's jam. She loves Halloween.
She does, yes.
She'll come. I bet Kyle would come again.
Okay.
You'll come.
If we could get Sean, man, he's a big obstacle. I'll just hide behind him.
Yeah, actually, let's
he
do
is
that.
Actually. We'll
push
Sean
him through
first.
The house and walk
yeah.
behind
push him.
Him
through first.
Yeah.
Grenoble's right, Hollow Fun.
And the Illiesburg Haunted House, right down the road from each other.
Go to both.
Weekends this October.
Tell them 94KX sent you. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.